This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in, but he's not eating breakfast, apparently. Hey, big controversies on the diet front, Dr. Batar. People that don't eat breakfast, are they going to die sooner? Are they going to live longer? Is it an association? It's a correlation. Is there a causation there? We were marketed into breakfast by breakfast cereal companies in our lifetime, Dr. Batar.
Yeah, you know, this is something that is a very hot topic when it comes to health, wellness, exercise, natural bodybuilding, athletic performance, all these, you know, mental functioning, how important it is to have this breakfast in the morning. And it's hard to eat in the morning for some people. I personally am not a person that feels hungry in the morning. And, you know, I do a protein shake. Usually my youngest, actually both my sons, you know, they're just not big breakfast eaters. Now, sometimes we'll have breakfast, you know, at night. You know, we want to have an omelet or, you know.
Yeah, breakfast food for dinner is great. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I will tell you in my own history, and, you know, we've talked about that. I wasn't the healthiest kid. I was the canary in the coal mine. I had to have food when I got up, man. I was so hungry. I was famished, right? And, of course, what would I go for? The super sugar frosted flakes or the Fruit Loops. I mean, super high carbs, additives, coloring, you name it, all of that in there. And it took me a while when I switched at 24 and I learned about the liver and organic food and detoxification. It still took me a while to where I could go any extended period of time without eating. I'd always have to snack a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, and I think what I learned later, of course, I was hypoglycemic, and that is so common today that, you know, people can't go to. Now I can go to 2 or 3 in the afternoon and then, oh, if I can have my first meal of the day. It's not like I plan it, but I'm fine.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, your situation obviously is different. If you're waking up and you're feeling that hunger, then certainly if a person's feeling hunger, then they should consume. But I think this article was very interesting in that they were saying that for some people that feel hungry, then they should be consuming a breakfast, a big breakfast, because your body has been in starvation mode. If you're insulin sensitive or insulin resistant, I should say,
right.
Or you have a dichotomy in your insulin levels, then you might have a feeling of being more hungry upon waking, but other people don't. And so the point is, we've been indoctrinated into thinking this whole thought process that if you don't have breakfast, the most important meal of the day, then you're going to not be giving your body fuel. There have been studies that I've actually even quoted that talked about increase in 400% of fat loss when you compare people that had breakfast versus people that didn't have breakfast. Just by consuming breakfast in the morning, they had a 4 times higher level of fat loss. Now, I don't know if that study was legitimate, or maybe this article isn't legitimate because it's overzealous in its analysis of some of the research. But we do know that you can skin a cat many different ways, and you can analyze something or analyze it in a manner that's not going to give you the same results as analyzing in a different way, meaning that whatever you're looking for, you can support whatever your argument is, depending on how you argue, how you make that argument.
Right.
So,
I was just thinking, Dr. Batar, I mean, in my history, when I was hungry, I would eat. I'd have to. Now, of course, hypoglycemia, I've argued, is a deficiency in minerals, chromium in particular, but the transition is because I got healthier. I believe this is my body saying, well, you're not hungry, so don't eat, right? I'm not going to force it because I was trained as a child that I had to eat. You know, if Super Don wakes up and he's hungry, he should eat, right? It's not that you should starve yourself on purpose.
Exactly, and I think that's the whole point of this particular author was that we might have been brainwashed into thinking a certain way, and I think your point about being brainwashed by cereal companies into having the big breakfast in the morning, certainly having a big breakfast in the morning with the sugar-laden food is not the answer, regardless of which side of the argument you believe, whether breakfast is important or isn't as important. Whatever you eat, whether it's first thing in the morning or not eating first thing in the morning, the key is you don't want to have sugar-laden food. So that goes without saying. But the point is, do we need to eat every morning when we get up as early as we are, have been taught that we need to? And this modified fasting that you've probably, you know, we've talked about it on the show before about the importance of fasting, but there's a modified fasting program now where they talk about certain people are actually fasting for 16, 18 hours, and then they eat for only a six-hour period, and then they fast. And especially when you're dealing with issues of pancreatic insufficiency, like with cancer patients, and sometimes it's difficult for them to get enough food in because they've got to get, obviously, enough protein in the diet, which is one big problem. But another big problem is that they have to take these digestive enzymes, these pancreatic enzymes, the fibrolytic enzymes, the oncolytic enzymes, the proteolytic enzymes, et cetera, they have to take them at certain times when they're stomach is empty. That doesn't mean 5 minutes before eating. That means 1 hour before eating or 2 hours after eating. So that's a three-hour gap when you're not going to be eating. And so that becomes sometimes cumbersome. And the point is that if a person's having to adjust their dietary intake based upon the fact that, hey, breakfast is an important meal, and they can't get their certain components into their body because they have to do it on an empty stomach, it makes it really, really difficult. I think that the stress that a person has thinking, oh, I got to eat. And I used to force my kids, you know, that hey, you got to have a big breakfast. And I remember Rahan sometimes twice he actually vomited. And
his body was telling you, daddy, I don't need it.
Yeah. And now, of course, I don't push him at all, but he just doesn't eat breakfast. He goes to school and then he has a lunch.
Yep.
He's got a good appetite, but he just doesn't have breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Of course, you know, we are looking at a healthy normal versus an unhealthy normal, right? I grew up as the unhealthy normal of Americans, the Western world. We're all chronically ill, including kids. And so we don't know what our bodies really need until we get them to that state. And then they can listen, and then they know more about their bodies than the doctors that are, you know, set to treat them in many cases.
Well, that's very true. And see, I've been a big proponent of recommending that a person should eat five times a day, six times a day to increase their metabolism. I think that is an important aspect. When I was in the Army, when I was right out of medical school after internship, when I was in the Army active duty in Korea, we were the northward most deployed doctors. And at that time, it was the most volatile area in the world. So all we had to do was lift weights, eat, and wait for the sirens to go off and hope that it was an alert, just a drill, and it wasn't the real thing type of thing.
That sounds like Super Don's daily grind.
Yeah, exactly. Super Don's daily grind. But see, one of the things that during that time in my life, and I started competing in natural bodybuilding, you know how straight I am. I've never even drank alcohol, smoked cigarettes, so you know I'm not going to do any kind of steroids or any of that kind of crap. But it was very hard to get the bigger and leaner I got, the more requirements for food I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I mean, I was trying to go for double the basal metabolic rate of caloric input to gain size. And it is hard to eat 5,000 calories in a day. I'm telling you, it's almost impossible. I would sit there and eat and have to take a break from eating and eat. And I was getting leaner and leaner, but I was eating like, you know, every 2.5 to 3 hours. And for a while after that, my body was very attuned to burning fat. And so I needed to have...
So you had trained it, yeah.
Yeah, my body really needed it. But here's the other thing. If you look at it from a Paleolithic standpoint, it's the complete opposite because we were hunters and gatherers, and so we were used to being, as a race or as a species, I should say, we were used to going through modified periods of starvation.
Feast and famine.
Exercise, you know, going for the jog versus the sprint. We're designed to sprint, catch our food or hunt our food, and then go through a period of laxity. So I think that a lot of things that we've been taught may not necessarily be true. I do believe that having food every 2-3 hours does increase your metabolism, but I don't think that that's necessary unless you're trying to gain that weight. You may not need that level of intake. You may do better with, you know, going 12 hours without eating. I seem to do better. I truly now, Robert, feel mm-hmm. better when I don't eat.
I'm with you there, Dr. Bitar. If I look back at the way it used to be, where I was a slave to the snack, I had to have it, right? I'd be shaking or you know, very weak. And, it, you know, to now to not be ruled by that, I like that. I like being able to go for hours and hours and hours. I'm like, I'm not worried about where my next meal is. Like, I used to be concerned when I travel because you know how clean I eat. Oh, my gosh, what am I doing? Now I'm like, it's okay, I can wait. But, you know, I feel more empowered that way.
I would put you at an extremist the way you eat.
Yeah, I'm an extremist. But, Super Don, are you happy now?
Here's the thing. This is what I'm finding, though. I would put you at an extremist, and I've known you for a long time. I would put you at an extremist, but I'm also finding that my resilience and my tolerance of foods mm-hmm. is changing. I
sure.
can't tolerate the same amount of food, the same types of foods that I could tolerate before. And I think what's happening is you know you're living really clean, and to be able to live clean, sometimes you have to go to that extreme level. Like, I would be considered an extremist in many things that I do. Probably in the food intake part, I wasn't really as extreme, except for when I was, you know, I went 5 years without eating any red meat, which mm-hmm. isn't good, by the way. I mean, that was when I was bodybuilding. Of course, I went 5 years also without eating a Kit Kat bar, which I haven't had a Kit Kat bar in years, but at that time it was a staple of my diet.
By the way, how do you skin a Kit Kat bar?
I think you just eat it. I don't think you
okay. All right, you don't have to skin it. Okay, never mind. I didn't know.
But you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just saying that I think that one issue is that it's not necessarily the various habits that we get into or that we think are better. Each person has biological individuality and a genetic predisposition for the body's metabolism to be in a certain way, and so we have to find what our ideal is. But
yes.
The key part is that when it comes to nutritional intake, it is something that one needs to almost become extreme, because just before we got on the radio show, mm-hmm. I had a call from a friend of mine, and he was telling me that there was an offer from Bayer Corporation to buy Monsanto for $62 billion. Did you hear about
that? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Bayer wants to buy one of the demon spawn of IG Farb in Nazi Germany, wants to buy another demonic enterprise. How surprising.
Well, see, yeah, that's to Monsanto, though, I don't know where they come from, but when I asked Carl, I said, what's the implications? And he goes, Nazi Germany all over again.
Yeah, so, you got it. Hey, great discussion today as we kick off Advanced Medicine. Remember, if you ever miss a program, easiest way, pick up hundreds of hours of Dr. Bitar and I chatting on this stuff and more. Go to medicalrewind.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, right here through our syndicator GCN, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, Epic Times, as well as UK Health Radio and the SoundCloud out there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells, because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, advanced medicine continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, our special hour with Dr. Rashid Bittar right now continuing. Talking about diet, me being an extremist, and, you know, I always threw it in your face, didn't I? It's like, come on, man, eat. What are you eating? I don't do that. I try to live by example, but I saw the writing on the wall because my own body told me, man, you're in trouble. And when I went clean, I felt better, I gained strength, I continued. And so I couldn't argue with those results, which is why I do what I do.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it's so important, you know, now looking at these type of stories with Bayer possibly buying Monsanto and Monsanto doing the amazingly criminal and evil things that they've been doing. That doesn't sound like me saying criminal and evil in the same context, but that's really what it comes down to, mm-hmm. is they're committing a mass genocide against mankind. And really, it leaves no other options for us, because now your extreme nature of intake, what I used to consider extreme maybe 10 years ago when I first met you, or actually I met you, I've known you a lot longer than that, 16 years. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think that I used to think that maybe you were too extreme. But now I realize in the last few years, if a person isn't eating the way you are, what I considered extreme then, they're not sustainable, because what's happening to our food sources is being manipulated to such an extent that we are practically, practical. I mean, it's actually being poisoned. Not practically poisoned, we're right. actually being poisoned. And so that extreme component, especially with things like if Bayer buys, regardless of whether Bayer buys Monsanto or not, it's happening, and we have to take responsibility and start growing our own foods. And I don't know how the human race, the 6.5-7 billion people on the planet, are going to be able to grow their own food. And in fact, you and I both know the vast majority won't ever do that. But right. For at least our listeners and people that really want to get involved with this, even if you're sitting on top of a skyscraper in New York and that's where you live, you know, you can grow fruits and vegetables with hydroponics. And you can find other ways of being self-sustainable. And it's not like self-sustainable from the, God forbid, there's a war or a natural disaster and now we have to be self-sustainable off the grid. That's not what I'm talking about, even though that probably would be good too. I'm talking about self-sustainable, meaning that you eat in a sustainable manner, that you, even like the whole food type things and those type of sorts, earth fairs. And the new FDA law that I sent to Don and you, an email, that the new FDA law is now requiring for the amount of natural sugars to be added, which is actually going to be a good requirement, because now when people find out the amount of natural sugars that are added to so-called healthy foods at the whole food type stores, we didn't even realize how much additional sugar was being added to some of these foods. So you really can't, even you go to the healthy places to eat, you really still don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, and that's the point. And, you know, we have different levels of resiliency. We've talked about that. We're all, you know, we have biochemical uniqueness, functional uniqueness, but we are seeing, I perceive it to be a generational shift toward a decline because of the food our parents ate, then the grandparents ate. When it was clean, it was one thing. And as it's degraded, we're seeing weaker and weaker children. Of course, they're being assaulted not only with food, but as we've talked about, vaccines from birth, you know, and antibiotics. I had a caller last hour. Just devastated. I don't know how this little three-year-old girl is alive with as many antibiotics as they threw at her, and she's trying to recover her. And so then they talk about the MTHR gene mutation. They can't methylate. I mean, it's an absolute mess, and it's not accidental. This isn't like a genetic epidemic, because there's no such thing as that. We're degrading ourselves.
Yeah, this is a exact point. And the degradation that we're creating for ourselves is going to be devastating for the human race, because it's, as you said, it's going to have implications next generation, the next generation again. When you start looking at things like the Pottinger cat study, for example, what did it take? Three generations for the change in the dietary intake when they started cooking the meat and pasteurizing the milk. Was it three generations or four generations?
Yeah, I think it was right in there. Of course, we're going to get yelled at by Weston Pricers no matter what we say. It'll be 3.2 generations.
Well, that's okay.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Until they create their own radio show, they don't have to worry about it. But the point is that it was about three or four generations of pasteurizing milk, cooking meat, and then the cats consuming it. By the fourth generation, they started exhibiting the same types of behavior that humans exhibit currently, with antisocial, depression, chronic diseases, cancer, heart disease, et cetera, in these cats. So it all came down to the way the cats were being fed, the pasteurization, homogenization, and of course the cooking of the food, the meat.
The bastardization of the food supply, taking it and corrupting it and then expecting that it won't corrupt our bodies that are sustained by it or degraded by it. All right, this is Advanced Medicine. That's what we do here. We got lots more healing to go, including the dormant butt syndrome resolved after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm hungry now. All this talk of food, although not the Monsanto variety. But Dr. Vitar is here, Super Don making it sound good. We got Daniel on the board. If you'd like to call in, you can do that. Do we have more food discussion to go, Dr. Vitar? I just don't want to rush through it. You know, there's always some good things we talk about here.
Well, we've got a lot of good stories to talk about. I guess that sugar story comes in to play with the FDA. But I just wanted to – my last point was just because it's organic, because it's labeled as organic, that doesn't mean it's good food. They've already found so many things genetically modified food, that whole food, things that were supposed to be organic, but, you know, what is the quality of that organic food? We know that in California you can actually fertilize foods with organic human manure and label it organic. There's a lot of things. Unless you're growing it yourself or you're raising it yourself, you really don't know. It's a bottom line. I mean, marketers can change things around. We know that what the FDA did with the thimerosal, you know, they started labeling vaccines as thimerosal-free, but they still were using thimerosal in the manufacturing process, but because they weren't adding it to the final vial, they didn't have to disclose it. So there's all these little caveats and little ways of circumventing the laws and the regulations that marketers would get around so that they can still utilize the labeling to promote their material and promote their food stuff as being healthier. But it's not. And without being an extremist like you and growing your own food, and, you know, I mean, I guess in some ways people would say I'm an extremist because, you know, we have our own milking cows. I told you about Abraham.
Sure, yeah.
Dairy bulls.
Yeah, you've done some things I haven't even conceived of doing. So, I mean, it isn't like, you know, if we look at everybody's going to, well, some people can do this better than others. There's always been that diversity, if you will, in a community. Everybody can't do everything. But that's also, I urge folks to kind of find a local farmer or a local farming community. Like, we met an organic farmer in town here near us who all he's doing is producing fruit-bearing trees or food-bearing plants, right? Not about ornamentals, because there's a lot of ornamentals being said. So, no, I'm interested in helping people to develop food for us, and we have long growing seasons, so we can do that. And I think you get to know folks like that. You can learn from them. They're excited to teach you. You get close to the farmer, you know that they're meeting or exceeding organic standards, whether they're certified or not, because we have to be the eyes that verify this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the key. You look at farmers that grow cattle, that have cattle, that raise cattle, and then they sell them. But do you notice that they will always have one or two cows separate from the rest of the herd? And those are the cows that they process themselves. I have a patient of mine, a child that I've been treating for autism. The wife is the one who's, you know, all involved with her child's care. But the father supplies beef for McDonald's. And they live in North Dakota, massive operation, but he doesn't think it's important. The wife has always said it's important. Now the husband's having some problems, and he's now starting to notice the issues. They always have one or two cows separate for their own meal. They won't eat the regular meat that they're selling to McDonald's because they're, you know, fattening them up with the normal grains and the close quarters and antibiotics and, you know, steroids and blah blah blah. But for themselves, they have a cow that's not given any of that stuff, and that's what they eat. So find out a farmer that raises cattle and ask him, you know, I'd like to buy half of your cow, the one that you process for yourself.
Right, exactly.
And
I know friends that do that. And so it's not like we're saying something that nobody is doing. For those of you who are listening or new to the show, this is something, if you start talking amongst some of your friends that are into health and healing and things that are more natural, you're likely going to find people that have a food share or cooperative shares, or even, you know, they purchase parts of, you know, animals that are processed by families that raise them in a way that, you know, it was has been done for hundreds or if not more years. So this is something that is practical. In fact, it's the only thing that's practical. Because if we're relying on a central bureaucracy to correct all of this stuff, listen, Monsanto's already bought them out. They're toast. They're history. It's time to bring it back home, and that's the message here.
Yeah, that's definitely the message, and I'll tell you, it makes a big difference. I was just telling you off there, Robert, and I'll just mention now about Abraham, was one of our dairy bulls. The quality of the meat, I mean, he was born on the property. He, you know, was fed organic feed that we got from Virginia, a non-GMO feed that we got from Virginia, because in North Carolina there was no place for us to purchase non-GMO feed. He lived off grass his entire life except for the grain supplementation, which was really meant for the cows that we were milking because they have an increased requirement of caloric requirement. But, of course, he'd get in there. And he just became obnoxious, and he was destroying fences and this and that, and dairy bulls are known to be very aggressive. Then he started going after some of my exotics, so we had to, you know, I was going to get rid of him, but, you know, we were going to butcher him. He was 2 years old. It's the best meat I've ever had. It's the best meat. And lean and good, and you can tell the difference of the meat. In fact, I try to I was messing with my kids, and I said, hey, how's the Abraham taste? And I thought they would freak out. Oh, Dad, it tastes delicious. And they're just trying to, can I have a second?
So, and they know what goes on here. I mean, this is the thing. These animals, you know, as part of that so-called circle of life, I suppose. Now, there's another story here related to GI health, I believe it is. And it says a gastric bypass, which is, you know, to me an atrocious surgery. But I understand why they do it, because modern medical doctors are not trained in the things we know. And so they end up their last ditch effort because the antibiotics didn't work. The prednisone didn't work ultimately. They can't give it to them anymore. It'll kill them. They start cutting out parts of your intestines. Now they're saying it's increasing the use of psychiatric drugs after surgery. Is it because people are depressed because they had the surgery, or is it because of the gut-brain connection?
Well, you know, this is an interesting point. And, Robert, let's explore this. This is very – this whole story indicates – it kind of comes back to some of the things we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, when you read that story, what's the first thing that jumps out at you?
They mentioned something in Denmark. Something's rotten in Denmark.
Well, that too. That's not what I was talking about. But what else jumps out at you?
Well, the use of drugs to treat diabetes are declining after weight loss surgery. But I'm like going, that's only like the first positive spin that they want to do. But when they go immediately to the neurological psychiatric drug rises sharply, of course, I understand the gut-brain connection, so I don't know what's jumping out for – I may come in with this with preconceived notions perhaps.
Well, I'm thinking about this. What is the most prescribed drug in the United States? Class of drugs.
Oh, the SSRIs?
Exactly, the antidepressants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now you've got – what's the one pandemic issue in North America, probably most Western societies, but in North America especially, obesity.
Yeah.
Right? So mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a correlation here?
Could there be a connection? Again, it could be a moment of duh, but people are just now getting connected to the fact that if they alter their gut physically, right, the form, it impacts the expression, the way they experience life, as people are having these so-called neuropsychiatric disorders post-operative in this case.
Well, they say that a lot of people, when they overeat, let's make the assumption that a person's overeating, that's why they became obese, and that's why they need a gastric bypass. Not that that's, you know, probably it's only case maybe half the time. When you start looking at it, it really comes down to a simple equation. What goes in has to come out, meaning whatever you put into your body is going to be expended as fuel, and if you don't expend as fuel, it's going to be stored as fat. Well, in some cases, you've got other issues like maybe diabetes. You've got thyroid issues. They can be gut issues, whatever. But generally speaking, that's the formula. Whatever, if you expend more energy than you take in, you're not going to have a problem with obesity. If you don't expend as much energy as you take in, then excess energy gets stored as fat, and that's basically the meat and potatoes of, you know, the equation. That's really what it comes down to. So now, if we look at people that are overeating in that class of group, or that subpopulation, if you will. Most people, when they overeat, have you ever heard of that term? Was it comfort food or
comfort food?
Eating for comfort,
sure.
Or
yeah, well,
emotional,
yeah, you feel like an emotional need to eat, and you're satiated emotionally by eating physically.
Right, and of course, I've never experienced that before. You know, I've never had the need to. I'm being facetious because I think I am an emotional eater, and so
yes.
We start looking at this aspect, and we start not talking about the depression and the neurological implications and the emotional psychological implications. So the way we eat is directly correlated with how we're feeling, and that's already been shown in studies. We've already talked about this. Now they're talking about they do gastric bypass and these people end up having side effects neurologically mm-hmm. and psychologically. Well, it's a moment of duh. That's exactly what I think it is.
Well, gut-brain connection again, and that's, I think, the point of this surgery. It's absurd in so many ways because it's an admission, as we know, surgery is an admission of failure in so many ways that nothing else they did to address the problem really fixed it. Of course, none of these people had antibiotic deficiencies, prednisone deficiencies, etc. But they did have problems with food choice. That is, they chose the wrong food. They didn't know because they've been marketed breakfast cereals like I had. Now they're all GMO, loaded with refined carbohydrates, kicking in the obesity, kicking in the diabetes, etc., by diminishing minerals, the heavy metals, all of that. And we see the connection here so clearly that the path out is also clear, but we don't want people to have to wait till after they've had their GI systems corrupted in this way.
Yeah, one rule that I think every human being should really adhere to, and that is, as a surgeon, our slogan was, when in doubt, cut it out. And that is absolutely what people need to remember, that that is how a surgeon thinks, and that is not the way you need to live. Because once you've taken it out, you know, when in doubt, cut it out. But once it's cut out, you can't put it back in. So really, when it comes to physical manipulation of the body by excising, ligating, dividing, and then, you know, disposing of a certain part of your body, be have a very high index of suspicion and be very vigilant. Protect the organs that you have. Don't let people take things out unless you really, 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 really know the implications of it. And unfortunately, most of us don't. Even the ones of us that are cutting the things out don't know the implications.
Right, right. You know, we've talked about the gallbladder removals and, you know, your observation when the light bulb went, woo, okay, wait a second. We are taking out the gallbladder
that exactly.
Yeah, has 10% function and making it zero instead of saying, how can we restore to 20, 30, 40, 50, all the way to 100? And, of course, that's not considered. That's not the profit, you know, way in terms of surgery. If you're a surgeon, you got to do surgery, or else you don't get paid. So we know that there's economic incentive, but so much of modern medicine has been focused that way, so that the doctors no longer ask the important questions. Well, why am I doing this? And if it's just for a paycheck, that's a pretty miserable existence. Find your mission, your passion in life.
Robert, I'm surprised you remembered that story, but that's good memory. I think we have talked about it twice. Thank
okay.
You.
Well, we are going to get to the dormant butt syndrome. What is it? Does Super Don have that, or has he overcome it? We're going to find out after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. Remember, medicalrewind.com as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last week, out of all the great concern, caring, and love that he has, Dr. Bitar called out Super Don on puffing on some those, what do they call them, cancer sticks, right? Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we were going to talk about bruised butt syndrome because, you know, you thought you'd spanked him on the issue. But Super Don's tough. And he came back and said, you know, you were probably suffering from dormant butt syndrome. I'm like, what? What is that? Related to increased risk of pain. And now, because Super Don started going working out again, we can't say he's got a dormant butt anymore. Come on, Super D. Back
you
it
know,
up.
You know, listen, what? You spent what? So much time on this show.
Yeah.
Coming up with one-liners and questions that have something to do with my butt. If it's not coffee enemas, now it's dormant butt syndrome. Thank you.
You might say something.
What is the fascination with my butt? I don't understand.
We're just concerned about you, that's all.
You're concerned about my butt.
You're concerned about
okay.
your butt, man.
Well, you know, without your butt, you got nothing to sit on. You can't help us do the show if you'd be standing 24-7.
Well,
we covered
stand,
those stories.
Right?
Standing,
like
sitting, standing's bad, sitting's bad, who knows. But dormant butt syndrome, this is for
this
real.
This is a real
you found
thing.
This.
Yeah.
No, this is real. I've never heard it being called dormant butt syndrome, but when I read the description, I thought, first of all, it was a joke. Then as I read it, I was like, this isn't a joke, this is real. And then I realized that's why they're calling it dormant butt syndrome, because the nerves, you actually feel like it's a numbness. And sometimes when you walk, you can feel this little numb in your hip or in that area, the gluteal area. But it's almost like a leg drop type thing, but it is a real thing, and it actually happens. It happened to me from sleeping in a fetal position, which I still sleep in the same position, but mine was alleviated by simply putting a pillow between my knees, or just making sure that the one leg is not, you know, draped down lower. That's all it was, but it is a real thing, and I've had other people talk about it. I think it also promotes other types of, functional or dysfunctional type of problems, such as it can contribute to sciatica and that type of stuff.
By the way, they have an acronym for it. It's DBS, Dormant Butt Syndrome, DBS. Do you have DBS?
You know something has arrived and become official when they give it an acronym,
and
right?
DBS. Yeah. You have DBS. If you're going to the gym and you have DBS, will people, you know, kind of walk a distance around you, Super Don? I have DBS. Yeah, don't go over there. He's got DBS. Well, it actually, they talk about having tight hip flexors and weak gluteal muscles, so there's an imbalance there. You know, I know doctors and chiropractic and osteopaths who really work with the structure can definitely detect it and work with it and say, you know, these are some exercises to strengthen it. You should be doing some level of squats and lunges.
Exactly. Lunges are very, very critical to helping alleviate this and increasing the pelvic or the pelvic output, the pelvic outlet syndrome will also be contributed by this. So by increasing the strength of your pelvic floor with certain types of lunges and squats, like you're saying, really helps. And you don't have to do it with weight. I mean, just, you know, you can do it just with your body weight. Very, very effective.
So back, what was the midnight showing? They always had the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They had their exercise, do the pelvic thrust. It'll drive you insane. Let's do the time warp again. So maybe that will be the cure for the DBS.
Maybe. I wouldn't go that far, but maybe.
Super Don, who did you dress up with or as when you went to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I didn't go. I don't know if you remember the story about the first time that I went to one of those. Uh-huh. There's this one part of the show where they throw toilet paper because the guy says, "Great Scott" or something.
Scott tissue,
you know,
so yes.
Go like,
right.
Scott toilet paper. And so it was the first time I'd gone to one of these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, everybody's having a great time. This is fun. Oh, everybody's acting crazy.
Yeah.
And this guy at the front of the theater thought it would be funny to take a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And wet it with water.
Oh,
so
no.
So here's
like
this
brick.
Roll of toilet paper. Now, instead of just being this roll of toilet paper, this thing is like a cannonball, right?
Oh, no.
And he turns around and throws it. Everybody's throwing toilet paper around, and this thing hits me square in the eye socket.
No.
And swells my eyes shut. And I'm like, oh, gee, this is lots of fun. Let's do this again.
Oh, well, that ruined Rocky Horror for you.
It was the horror show for him watching the Rocky Horror.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's not the way you want to watch it.
I actually lived my sophomore year in college. I actually lived in an area where the theater was right below us, so it was on every night.
Oh, man, you could never get sleep then.
I couldn't, no.
All right, well, everybody, do the time warp. We're out of time, and we'll be back next week with more advanced medicine. Dr. Rasha Bitar, I got some very special broadcasts coming up this week, including more on the NDE issue and some from New York City. So stand by for that and a whole lot more. Dr. Bitar, tell them what they need to know before we sign off, please.
As always, the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.